Harness racing supporters recently gathered on the Cloverdale Fairgrounds to rally against the closure of Fraser Downs. Harness Racing British Columbia, HRBC, organized the rally September 4 and called on Mayor Brenda Locke and City Council to let drivers and their sulkies race for a meet or two, until an alternative track can be found. Kelly McMillan, HRBC president, addressed about 50 supporters from the back of his white pickup truck outside the Agriplex. "What's the hurry, Surrey?" he asked. "Why aren't we racing today? There's nothing in the community plan. There's nothing going on here for years." McMillan stressed the space isn't being used right now and there are no plans to do anything with the track in the immediate future. He said he doesn't understand why they can't race until an alternative track can be found, or until there are shovels in the ground, on the site. "Why aren't people getting an opportunity to make some money to at least move? We would have been racing today." He said the whole way it was rolled out by the city and American-owned Great Canadian Entertainment, GCE, was unfair, and he wants the province to step in to clarify things. "Originally, when that casino was granted to Surrey, it was granted to support horse racing," McMillan said. "So, the agreement was between the province and, at that time, it was Orangeville Raceway, and the city of Surrey. Orangeville turned into GCE and GCE was bought in 2021 in an all-cash deal by American asset management firm Apollo Global Management. GCE shares were delisted from the Toronto Stock Exchange after the sale. Apollo has about $840 billion in assets and netted just under $6.4 billion in 2024. It seems, the city of Surrey has uncoupled the lease, physically anyway, from the casino and we're saying that's in contravention of the original deal," McMillan explained. "If there's no racetrack, no live racing, there's no casino. That's the only reason it's there." He also wants to meet with mayor and council. He said HRBC sent out daily memos to the city and only heard back from city manager Rob Costanzo once. He said in writing, "The mayor's not interested in meeting with you at this time and please don't contact us anymore," he revealed. "I'm hoping for a reconsideration." Admittedly baffled by the process, McMillan repeated his consternation with the way it all went down. "There's nothing slated for that area. There's nothing currently in the community plan," he noted. "It takes years to get things done and we were slated for 32 days of racing starting September 4th. Even if we just raced that would have at least given my members a chance to make some money to move, to relocate." He said to end racing in this way makes no sense to him. He said giving notice would have helped mitigate the negative effects on the community. "It would have cost Surrey zero," McMillan explained. "It would have cost the casino a few hundred thousand, but they've already collected a few million to host horse racing this year." He noted the casino must pay to put on the races and maintain the track. So, with racing cancelled, the casino has no associated costs this fall. "There is an immediate gain for Great Canadian, Apollo, an American company. They've got no expense to put on racing," McMillan explained. "In the last 13 years, I'm gonna say, they've gotten north of $140 million to put on racing, here and in Vancouver, from the 25% of the net that was designated for horse racing." McMillan said the casinos had no direction from government on how that money had to be spent. Former Surrey Mayor Doug McCallum was also at the rally. He said he's astounded racing has been cancelled at Fraser Downs. He said he negotiated that original deal with the province, GCE, and the city of Surrey and he said racing is inextricably tied to the casino in Cloverdale. "There's whole industry in BC that's shut down now, it's not just the racetrack," he added. McCallum said he just concluded a trip to the interior and met with many standardbred horse breeders and said they are in turmoil over the closure. "They're just horrified at this decision," he said. "People forget about all the things standardbred racing brings to the province, not just Cloverdale." McCallum said there is a better way forward. He wants to build a thoroughbred oval in Cloverdale to run with the 5/8 oval for standardbreds. A move like that would bring racing to the track nearly all year, as the thoroughbred meet schedule runs May to October, with standardbreds running two meets, February to May and September to December. It's a golden opportunity, he added. They recently did this in Ontario at Woodbine. It would create a huge industry here. McCallum hopes a solution that helps all will be found soon. If everybody continues to work toward bringing it back, then let's hope the council makes a good decision, he said. If not, let's hope the province can override that. The city of Surrey yanked the lease back from GCE, the organization who runs both Elements Casino and Fraser Downs, on August 15. The move, announced by GCE in a press release, effectively closed the track and ended racing at the 5/8 oval after 49 years. According to that release, the City of Surrey exercised its option under something called lease recapture rights, and terminated the lease for the racetrack. The termination included the backstretch, the stabling facilities, and the track, which had been open since 1976. To plan responsibly, the city is ending its lease with Fraser Downs so we can begin the critical planning and pre-construction work to revitalize the Cloverdale Fairgrounds and Town Centre, the mayor said in a statement emailed later that day on August 15 to the Cloverdale Reporter. The lease recapture is the first step toward turning the fairgrounds into a regional destination and formally enshrining Old Cloverdale as a protected historic precinct that showcases our city's heritage. A petition to prevent the closure was started on change.org and had more than 6,000 signatures as of press time.